Did you know that you are called to be a prophet? You probably thought that prophecy ended with the prophets in the Bible. But that's not true. Every Christian is called to be a prophet. In fact, we're privileged to be called prophets. By our baptism as Christians, God has called each one of us to take up his work and to proclaim it to our small part of the world. The church is meant to be prophetic, despite the scandals she experiences. In fact, scandals have existed in the church from the very beginning. So how can it be that the church is called to be prophetic? Well, it's because of what we read in our second reading today about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Love is at the heart of all of the teachings of Jesus. The church continues to strive to live that love, even in the midst of all her failings, just like each one of us does. The original prophets had to convince people of God's goodness in the midst of the evil that was going on in their world, and we are to continue their work of prophecy. Oh, in a different way, yes, but our work is no less important. We are here to convince people of Christ's work of salvation despite the failings we see around us. Now, you're probably thinking, there's no way I can do that. That's way too much for me. But if that's what you're thinking, you'd be wrong. Because you'd be forgetting that you don't do this alone. God is right there beside you, guiding you all the way. But one important ingredient is necessary to be able to succeed as a prophet. We cannot succeed in this call without love for God, love for God's word, that is Christ, and love for God's people. So in spite of all the difficulties associated with the prophetic call, love must motivate us to continue. To be a prophet is a privilege given to us by God. Throughout the scriptures, God is constantly telling us, do not be afraid. This simply shows that the call to this prophetic ministry is not solely our business. Rather, it is the collaborative ministry between God and us. We make ourselves available while God provides the strength and protection. Since God is the owner of the message and the mission, God will also provide all that it takes to succeed in his mission. One very important point to note is the fact that God did not call us by accident. He reflected on it very well before calling us. He knew each one of us personally and still knows each one of us very well. This means that we are not strangers to God and his call. God does not call strangers to his mission. He calls those he knows personally. Now, I'd be remiss if I did not say there is a downside to being a prophet. The life of a prophet is not always easy. A true prophet might face oppositions, persecutions, and rejections. Maybe that's why we run away from it. So, how do we fulfill our prophetic role? Well, basically, by living the life we've been called to live as Christians. A prophet should be an image of Christ on this earth. Our behavior should mimic the love, compassion, forgiveness, and mercy that Christ has shown. Despite our failings, we are still called to be a prophet to our world. God has chosen us, and God can never be wrong. So let us strive to live the words of our second reading. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And so God, who is love, will never fail us either.